You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanank mshaguid avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevurvor haydinia keglesvin, hun haydinika vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 15th. Established here in Providence in 1947, and now in our 72nd year of broadcasting. You're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sona Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, brings to you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հրավաց էր որոշտեղը պազմահազար հայերու և ոդարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսկին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենրու մեջան Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ, կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
And today is Sunday, October the 13th. If only I could read the calendar from where I stand. October 13th, Sunday. We did have two deaths this last week. Mesrob Mezi Shevyan, 97, of Cranston, passed away Wednesday, October 3rd, at the Philip Hulitar Center in Providence. He was a beloved husband of the late Teresa Shevyan. Born in Turkey, he was son of the late Hovsep and Baydzad Shevyan. Mezi was a textile printer in the textile industry for many years before retiring and was a World War II U.S. Army veteran. He was the devoted father of Lawrence Shevyan and his wife Carrie of Westerly and Richard Shevyan of Cranston, loving grandfather of Kimberly Shevyan Sassoon and her husband Gabriel of New York City, cherished great-grandfather of Rebecca Teresa Sassoon and dear brother of Rose Antonelli of Providence and the late Magardit Tatios, Charles and Elizabeth Shevyan, Elizabeth Mangione, and Mary Grant. Funeral services were held from St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church, with burial military honors at North Burial Ground. Our condolences to the Shevyan family. And Araxi Roxy Fiod, 84, passed away Friday, October 5th at Rhode Island Hospital. She was wife of the late Samuel C. Fiod. She was born in Providence, a daughter of the late Oscar and Nevat Kaloyan. Roxy is survived by her children, David Lofrido and his wife Dawn of Lincoln, and Valerie Salvatore and her husband Robert of North Providence. She was grandmother of Gian and Sophia Salvatore, and sister of Sura Nasadorian and the late Sarkis Asadorian and Ben Kaloyan. Roxy was an avid Red Sox fan, enjoyed playing bingo, but her greatest joy in life was cooking and spending quality time at her home with her family and friends. Funeral services were from Nardalillo Funeral Home, with a service at St. George Maronite Church. Our condolences to the Fiat family and with our Dadilitzes. October 13, 2015. Today is the third Dadilitz of Aram Dadabedian. October 13, 2001. Today is the 17th Dadilitz of Bizad Garabedian. October 14, 04. Monday is the 14th Dadilitz of Peter Garabedian. October 15, 09. Tuesday is the 9th Dadilitz of Beverly Cashmanian. October 15th, 2004, Tuesday is the 14th Dadilitz of Varkes Markarian. October 16th, 2015, Wednesday is the 3rd Dadilitz of Deacon Suren Murajan. October 16th, 2014, Wednesday is the 4th Dadilitz of Helen Mkhitaryan. October 16th, 1996, Wednesday is the 22nd Dadilitz of Eliz Edanoshan. October 16th, 2000, Wednesday is the 18th anniversary of Carl Klein. October 17, 2013, Thursday is the 5th Dadilitz of Dr. Vahe Pahigyan. October 17, 2000, Thursday is the 18th Dadilitz of Kurken Khachadurian. October 17, 1996, Thursday is the 22nd Dadilitz of Mirlanti Tarakshan. October 17, 1997, Thursday is the 21st Dadilitz of Margaret Jaskalian. October 17, 2000, Thursday is the 18th Dadilitz of Jirid Jerry Meradian. October 17, 2001, Thursday is the 17th Dadilitz of Nivart Aramian. October 17, 04, Thursday is the 14th Dadilitz of John Gulasarian. October 18, 05, Friday is the 13th Dadilitz of Jacob Jack Oskoyan. October 18, 2014, Friday is the 4th Dadilitz of Jeanette Aramian. October 19, 2016, Friday is the 2nd Dadilitz of Susan Bogosian. And October 19, 2016, Saturday is the 2nd Dadilitz of Susan's daughter, Lisha Bogosian Langford. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin. Iverin Yerusalem.
Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing, through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, թիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտություններով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն. Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեմի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայ ազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված, փոքրածուն, բայց շնորհիվ իր մշակույթին ուժով, արժեքավորած է ինքնին եւ կոչելդված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
Oh,
and with some local news while we have our celestial harmonies on in the background. St. Sykes, St. Mesrob Church's Cultural Committee in the Arts Education Program proudly presents ballroom dance classes for children's 5 and up, for youth, and for adults. Saturdays, 1 to 2 o'clock, Agavian Auditorium, 70 Jefferson Street. They'll be dancing the waltz, the tango, the foxtrot, you name it, they'll be doing it. For more information, call Miss Janet Guagamian, 401-861-3573. 401-861-3573. Ballroom dancing, St. Sykes, St. Mesrob Church's Agavian Auditorium, Saturdays, 1 to 2. Alrighty, and the Providence Hamas Kain, together with the Worcester Hamas Kain and the Armenian Historical Association, are having a bus trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City for everyone to be able to go see the exhibit Armenia. It has 140 objects, including opulent gilded reliquaries, richly illuminated manuscripts, rare textiles, chachkars, precious liturgical furnishings, church models, and ancient books. Saturday, October 20th is the bus trip to New York City. It departs in the a.m., 7 a.m., from St. Vartanon's Church's parking lot, and it returns in the evening at 10 p.m. This is $75, which includes the bus trip and the admission into the museum with a guided tour. And again, this exhibit is Armenia, and its space is limited. I don't know if they're already sold out or not, so call Sarkis Tarpinyan right now. Say, Pati Luis. Call him at 401-578-1861. 401-578-1861. And again, this is the bus trip to New York City, Saturday, next Saturday, October 20th. St. Sykes St. Mesrob Women's Guild presents A Sentimental Journey. Rhode Island native Ron Giorgio will perform classic 60s swing hits from Frank Sinatra to Dean Martin to Tom Jones. There'll be dinner and raffles. Contact Church, the Fran in the Church office at 272-7712 for your table reservations. Call the Church office, 272-7712. Friday, October 26th, 6 o'clock, Agavian Auditorium. Friday night, October 26th. It'll be, I don't even know what the dinner is, but dinner and raffles. So we'll see you there. It's $25 for adults. Kids are $10. Friday, October 26th, 6 o'clock.
Thank you.
And St. Sauk, St. Mesrob Armenian Church is having flu shots, free flu and pneumonia shot clinic, October 28th after church services. This is a walk-in clinic sponsored by the Rite Aid and ACYOA. You must be 19 years old and a Rhode Island resident with health insurance to get a free flu shot. Rhode Island resident, and you have to have health insurance. High dosage available for senior citizens. If you do not have health insurance, shots are $30 as defined by Rite Aid. For more questions, call tech pharmacist Melissa. If you have any questions, call Melissa at 401-529-7172. 401-529-7172.
Այժմ կուզեմ արդասանել դաղ հայերեն լեզվին մեր մշակույթի դոնի արիթով Վահան Թեկեյան։ Քեզ հայ լեզու գսիրեմ մրկաստանի մնման, մեր անցյալին թանցրախի դստվերներու մեջ գարձես մեի մեկ բդուղ, Kupolor pareret in Zigerevan, Vorons mechege kalem uge karem zanonkies. Mrkastanim namange siremkes, heilezu. Mer heireni baladen, bardesneren manazort, talarakertum burag, vortimazar tareru, evgemanas mischt aruik, hin avishov gensahort. Zarerud mech hovanud gertam khintov mansahman armadnerud jugerud vranayelov hiatsik zarmanalov te inchpes tu mnatsir yerp sasti kamin ko shurchit pchets u dabalets amempan mei meg bdukh kuinskuin am porch parer daha hyter parered zor vorkan hasuntsutsin arevner Parerd vorong aispahus, shirtanzes vra emperner, parerd vor kimkes godzen, evges popen sirdes hima.
Jamanagne leselu Maritsan.
Parilus sireli hairenagitsner. Okostos yeresun meg, hazarina harur ksaniotin. Զոհավար անցանիգի մահվան կուժը պլադագիմ վերածեց հայ ժողովուրդը։ Այսօր բիդի գարտամ Հովանես Շիրազի արցան անցանիգին, որ գծոն է իպրև նվեր ուչանի կաչարձիվ սասունցիներին, որոնք առաջինը արցանացրին մասիստաչապ արցանի արժանի մարդուն։ Արցանացար Բայց տարեն է լուր, անտրանիկ, որբես բադից գախված մի թուր, անտրանիկ, էլ կուստանը սարերեն ինչպես դումպեր է, երբ որ չգալ հույսի մի թուր, անտրանիկ, բիպլիական պանաստեղծը սկուսանվեց, որ բարզ երկե հայոց դղմուդ վիշտ մեծ, որ խորնը սկան ինչ է մասիստն հայաստեղծ, Massisten Hayots Hogne Hanur, Antranik. Hayots Vistikel Hovtar Luranzav. Arzanot Hasiv Jair Badretz, Hoyatzav. Nerir, Sagain Voraiskan Shad Ushatzav. Norenk Zartnum, Hogne Mipur, Antranik. Ov Meg, Meng Hot Zav Gragi Mechengter. Հայոց վշտի անհադագի մեջ ենք դեր, պարված տարած հույս ճրակի մեջ ենք դեր, ուր է հույսի արևը հուր անտրանիկ։ Գոթողվելդ զինանշան զարտոնքի, առանց զոհի երգիր չեն դար ոչ ոքի, դեր թնջուկ է հայոց հարցը իմ հոգի, ախ շատ պիտ մնանք մի պուր անտրանիկ։ Աննեղներին կտության քույր եղար միշտ, եղերնողին դժողքի հուր եղար միշտ, շան օրն ընգան օծ ու վիշապ ամպարիշտ, քո անունն էլ թեր սրպած թուր անտրանիկ։ Այլոց հողը կերեզման է խլողին, մերը գուզենք մադաղ հայոց մեծ հողին, մեծ Հայաստանն ինչպես թողնենք ոսողին, երբ նեղվում ենք, նորն է մի փուր անթրանիկ։ Ինձ ասում են համբերե, որ համբերե, դեղս նեղ է, նեղվողին ինչպես համբերե, անզորք ասկը իր հողին ինչով դումբերե, չէ, չի անցնի զարտոնքը զուր անթրանիկ։ Ցավս նրան, ով չի հային հավանում, Խաչի դեղակ ես քո թուրն եմ տավանում, Գարցանանանք դեր անիում ու վանում, Սրպավայր է արցանդ գուր անթրանիկ։ Իմ երազը, գարսը, վանը դիքրիսն է, Թուրիդ միակ թանկարանը իմ սիսն է, Հայոց վերջին հանկրվանը մասիսն է, Մեկ էլ վանաձով լազուր անթրանիկ։ Գյանքի ձովն է ալեգոծվում խելակար, Վերը փրփուր մարգարիտե վարն է հար, Իմ ասկի ձով հրափուխ վիր անդադար, Քոն է բացվի լույս մի մաքուր անթրանիկ։
Brings us to November and it's bazaar time. St. Sag St. Messrop Church's 88th Annual Food Fair and Bazaar, November 3rd and 4th, Saturday and Sunday at 70 Jefferson Street, Providence. Bishish kebab, turshi, cheeseburger, kufte, chema, chore, galanchi, losh kebab, Armenian pastries, vosbov chema, peyaz, lemejun, daily raffle, silent auctions, penny social, balloon man, the Armenian vendor is always there. And remember, everyone is welcome to St. Sag St. Messrop Church's 88th Annual Food Fair and Bazaar, November 3rd and 4th. Begins Saturday, 11:30, Sunday, noontime. Saturday night goes till 10 o'clock, Sunday goes till 6 o'clock. We'll see you there, 70 Jefferson Street. And then the following weekend, it is St. Vartanan Church's Annual Bazaar, November 10th and 11th. And again, this is the church's number one fundraiser for the year. So it is so important that we all are in attendance at all three of our Armenian bazaars here in Rhode Island. November 10th and 11th, we're at Rhodes on the Patuxent in Cranston. They have valet parking. Admission is free. Both Saturday and Sunday begins at noontime. And again, 50-50 main raffle. There's great Armenian food. The dance groups perform Saturday and Sunday at 5 o'clock. You know, it's two floors of flan. Did I say that right? Two floors of fun. And live Armenian music on both days. The hourly raffle on both days. And, you know, I got to tell you, the falafel shop is my favorite. It is so awesome. But everything's really good. You know, you do the takeout and what can I say? We'll see you November 10th and 11th at Rhodes on the Patuxent. And then on the, 7 days later, the 17th is Saturday. We'll see you at the Armenian Evangelical Church for their annual bazaar. It's a one-day bazaar for the 180 Oaklawn Avenue Church. Remember, it's 11 to 7 on Saturday. We'll see you at the Armenian Euphrates Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue. And again, it's one day, 11 to 7. We'll see you there. Now let's go back to Armin Gudag.
Sadut yan ein varsere un koroda tin serdu im hayren yasur karuna in spaderas megancum egancum eke kaygasun ele kaygasagun
Just a reminder, the bazaars are in November, and they've been working at all three churches nonstop getting ready. And if you can help out, it would be greatly appreciated. Just call your respective church office. They'll let you know what's going on when. And like I said, every single day of the week, there's somebody there doing something for the bazaar. But the following is just a note from Stephen Elmasian. The annual St. Zvartanants Food Festival Bazaar is fast approaching. And it is on November 10th and 11th. This is a massive undertaking that takes an enormous number of volunteers to make our event the huge success it is year after year. Volunteers are at the church just about every day working on the goodies that we will sell all day long for 2 days. There is a lot more that remains to be done, especially in including the festival weekend itself. If everyone does their fair share, we have a large enough community to get this done. The work schedule appears in the Gentach, mailed out and online as well, as handed out when you enter church for services. Please don't just assume that one way or another the work will get done. Feel free to reply if you have any questions. And that's Stephen Elmasian's email. Even if you aren't able to help, you can hopefully attend and encourage others to join you. The food is excellent, the dance performances are uplifting, and the packed house on both days tells us we have been doing something right for a long time now. There is too much at risk here to take this largest fundraiser for the church for granted. The church and the clergy are always there for you when needed. Let's make sure that it always stays that way. Thank you, Stephen Elmasian. St. Vartanan Church's Food Festival Committee. So again, please help out. Doesn't matter which church you go to. Help out at all three if you've got the time. Why not? Alrighty, right now let's go to the Yerevan Choral Society in our second week of Cultural Month programming.
Thank you.
And save the date. St. Varsana Church will welcome and honor new prelate, His Grace Bishop Anushavan Tanelian, as he celebrates Divine Liturgy at St. Varsana's Church, Sunday, November 25th. A special reception will follow. And again, that is Sunday, November 25th. And the holidays are fast approaching. Your friends at Armenia Tree Project want to help you and your family get into the Christmas spirit. Please join us for an afternoon of Christmas cheer on Sunday, December 2nd. Sunday, December 2nd, to sing holiday songs with the amazing a cappella group Boston Jazz Voices. Fans of WGBH's Sing That Thing competition will recognize them as last season's finalists. Their stunning vocal arrangements create a unique and rich sound that will have you clapping your hands and moving your feet. Tickets are $30 each. A family four-pack of tickets is available for $100. The event begins at 5 o'clock and concludes at 7 o'clock. The concert takes place at the Jenks Center, 109 Skilling Road, Winchester. Parking is free. Enjoy refreshments, a raffle, and silent auction. Space is limited, so purchase your tickets early. And for more information, you can call the Armenia Tree Project, 617-926-8733. That's 617-926-8733. Or you can go to armeniatree.org for more information. And again, that event is Sunday, December 2nd. And you know what? That takes us right to New Year's Eve. For the first time, bringing Rhode Island a New Year's party you don't want to miss. All-Star Entertainment featuring California's own Harut Kachoyan and Khachik Jingirian. Also playing the multi-talented Malbar Samian and coming from New Jersey, Steve Ospigian Jr. A full Armenian meze buffet. New Year's party favors, complimentary champagne toast, and valet parking. You don't want to miss this. For table reservations or general information, you have questions, call Hovsep, 401-255-2797, 255-2797. Tickets can be purchased at hainai.com as well, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the local Armenian churches here in Rhode Island. And again, this is New Year's Eve. You don't want to miss out. Hainai, St. Sag, St. Mesrob's Agavin Auditorium is the place. December 31st, we'll see you there. Alrighty, with that, let's go back to Armin Gudag. Gudag.
Thank you.
again here at the Armenian Radio Hour. We've been celebrating Cultural Month here on the show probably since we started. And, you know, I just happened to look up to see how did it begin. And here we go. This is why is October Armenian Cultural Month? To Armenians in the United States, Armenian Cultural Month has been a feature of community life for as long as they can remember. It arrives each October, and with its flurry of lectures, readings, exhibits, sacred celebrations, and events intended to remind Armenians of the richness of their cultural heritage. But how and when did it begin? And why was October chosen as the annual showcase for Armenian culture? Surprisingly, Armenian Cultural Month originated in the Eastern Diocese, and this month marks its 76th anniversary. Credit for launching the observance goes to Archbishop Karakin Hovsepian, the late primate of the diocese, who went on to become the Catholicos of Cilicia. An Armenian intellectual figure of international reputation, a stirring orator, and one of the great churchmen of the 20th century, Hovsepian was responsible for many of the enduring developments of the Armenian Church in America. It was Archbishop Hovsepian who conceived of building a national home for the Armenians of America, an idea which would eventually evolve into the St. Vartan Cathedral Project. Among his innovations was the official diocesan publication, which later prospered under the English title, The Armenian Church. An old edition of that publication reveals that Archbishop Hovsepian named October as a month for celebrating Armenian culture in an encyclical dated August 14, 1942. The primate's encyclical, written in Armenian, was titled To Our Faithful People and Diocesan Parish Organizations. It explained that on August 6th, Archbishop Hovsepian had presided over a gathering of diocesan leaders, among them the Executive Council. In the course of the meeting, the basic idea of Armenian Cultural Month was born. A series of what we today call action items describe how the observance would be realized. All parishes would celebrate the Divine Liturgy on Tachmenchants, the Feast of the Holy Translators, and pastors would sermonize on the saints who devised the Armenian alphabet, translated the scriptures, and laid the foundation for the flowering of Armenian literature. A special collection would be done in every parish, with proceeds used to help needy Armenian schools or for the promotion of cultural events. Cultural activities like plays, readings, and art exhibits would be organized at the parish and diocesan levels. The observance would begin in October of 1942 and would thereafter become an annual event celebrated every October. The Diocesan Center would publish a special issue of the publication dedicated to Armenian culture. Armenian newspapers would be asked to publish articles on Cultural Month and to help promote the observance. In introducing the idea to the public, Archbishop Hovsepian emphasized that culture, broadly understood, literature, language, music, and art had always found a welcoming home in the Armenian Church, alongside the Church's mission to preach the gospel of Christ to its people. Hovsepian noted that the Church had been a school to the nation, encouraging literacy among the people and broadening their awareness of history in the larger world. In the greatest expression of this cultural role, the written Armenian language has begun as a sacred undertaking of the Church to translate the Bible into Armenian. Indeed, October was chosen as a candidate for Armenian Cultural Month because it includes the most distinctive of Armenian holy days, the Feast of the Holy Translators, celebrated every year on the Saturday before the fifth Sunday of Chachvirads, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. We have to enlighten our people so they can understand and appreciate the value of our Armenian language, literature, and culture. These are the treasures of the Armenian Church and nation, our foundation, and the things that will ensure our continuance. And this was adapted from the original Armenian essay by C.H. Zakian. And I believe it was published, October 19th, 2017. And that was in the Armenian Church publication. So that is why we, here on the Armenian Radio Hour, continue to celebrate October as Cultural Month. Next Sunday's program, we'll be listening to the Anush Opera. Well, an excerpt of the Anush Opera.
Spana dir mal dormia per a te Cama vor panac Aras, aras an sasan Aras an tetef E biha panac, panac Spana dir mal dormia per a te Cama vor panac Aras, aras an sasan Aras an tetef E biha panac, panac Ma din se varium mer hon vor rocket Ma mara ki vai nid gan te no rocket Ier ec si fai o de sor in clavar Ma bial de orel tam con en amar Scon o irman dormir per a te Ma
ویسه زوره خاطر گرا خناس مر جامانا گل رتصاب شگال چون سرین همار سدست چون مینچه حالا چیگا گیداغی یارا ود Our time is up. Thank you for you as we are pre-recorded but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Turayan. Heard every Sunday morning 9 to 10 a.m. with portions recorded and transcribed. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian. You can hear all of our programs on our website on www.armenianradiohour.com. www.armenianradiohour.com. You can write me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday!